Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
I am doing well. How are you, David?
Doing great, my friend. You know, we just finished up big holiday weekend here in the U.S.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving. There's a massive shopping time of the year that was invented a few years ago by, you know, Black Friday marketers, basically. Yeah. There's this thing called Black Friday. And since the advent of online shopping, there's Cyber Monday. So today we're going to talk about why you should consider a Black Friday, Cyber Monday offer for your web design business. And it's mainly psychology and stuff that we're going to be talking about here, not like practical things that you're going to want to go out and do to put together a Black Friday, Cyber Monday deal. If you want that topic, let us know. Tim and I have a little bit of experience and we can share under those lines as well from the marketing aspect. But you know, we're just going to talk about why you should consider it for your web design business. Because I don't think many people think, oh, you know, well, I have web design services. That's not a Black Friday, right. Cyber Monday thing that people buy, you know.
A doorbuster.
Yeah, it's doorbuster. That's right. You get your web design doorbuster today. Yeah. So, you know, well, let's just kind of talk about it. You want to start or you want me to start?
I'll jump in. Right. So I think the main thing is after a holiday, people are in a good mood. People are like, they're prepared to spend money with all the other marketing out there. And, you know, people are ready to spend money. And so, you know, that can also include on a new website for their business, because small business owners are around this time of year, they're starting to think of 2018, the next year. They're planning for the future. And so in a lot of cases, that can be a new website. And so it's a great time to take advantage of that, of you know, people's desire to, you know, grow their business, have a new website for the next year, and the fact that people are used to saving money and spending money.
Well, here, Tim, I'm going to give you a big tip right now. Listen to me, audience. Listen to me closely. They are flush with cash. A lot of these businesses have their own Black Friday, Cyber Monday deals, especially if they're in the restaurant, retail, local businesses. If you're targeting local businesses, Black Friday, Cyber Monday is a big deal for them as well. So, yeah. And a lot of them are, they end up being flush with, I'm using the term flush with cash. They just, you know, they have more than normal cash on hand. So, you know,
yeah,
they're liable to invest in their company, you know, when they have, you know, the resources to do that. So they can use some of, you know, their resources that they've earned to invest back into their company and stuff, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great point. And I think the bottom line is people love to save money. And so, you know, a sale can be good any time of year, but when it kind of is around that sale season mixed with the stuff we just mentioned, it's just people are more inclined, you know, they don't want to miss out. You know, people have FOMO. I get FOMO, fear of missing out. David gets it as well.
Oh, yeah.
Shiny object syndrome, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And you know, you don't want to miss out on potential savings. And so if you run a special saying, hey, I'm doing $500 off a new website, get your new website for the new year, Black Friday sale, people are going to take you up on it because they want their new website for the new year for their business, and they don't want to miss out on savings. They've got the extra cash, as David mentioned, because of their sale. And so, yeah, it could be a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, and I think the bottom line also for Black Friday, Cyber Monday especially, people have been conditioned, you know. They've been conditioned because marketers are great in the U.S. to spend money, you know, and there's a perceived value around Black Friday and Cyber Monday. I'm going to get the best deals. Oh, man, you know, I can't get them any other time of the year, which is total bullcrap, you know.
Right,
yeah. But that perception of Black Friday, Cyber Monday is very high. I'm going to get the best deals that I can't get any other time of the year. So, you know, that's kind of it for me, Tim. You got anything else you want to add?
No, I think one thing I will say is, you know, Black Friday, Cyber Monday is over, so you might have to wait until next year to do this. However, you could do something similar for, you know, a New Year's sale. You know, it doesn't have to be Black Friday, Cyber Monday, but that's when the sale season is at its peak.
Correct. So. Couldn't agree more. Well, thanks for listening to another episode of WP the Podcast. Don't forget to head on over to our website, wpthepodcast.com. Check out the show notes for episode 79, why you should consider a Black Friday, Cyber Monday offering for your web design business. Remember to subscribe, like, and review our podcast wherever you listen to it. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow right here on WP the Podcast.